USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A top White House coronavirus task force member says the United States is not losing the battle against the virus.
We do have a lot more tools in our toolbox right now to combat this, but I don't want to underestimate the seriousness of this right now.
On NBC's Meet the Press, Admiral Brett Giroir says there's an all-hands-on-deck approach as we continue to fight the virus that has sickened millions. 11 sailors are injured after a fire and explosion on the USS Bonham Rashard in San Diego. Former NATO Supreme Allied Commander Admiral James Stravitis says this kind of fire normally doesn't happen.
Typically, a Navy ship will have a minor fire every year or so. And in fact, every Navy sailor on a ship is a trained firefighter.
All crew members are accounted for. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Picture this. A shortage of fuel has closed your electric utility, or any other possible disaster devastated your town. You're out of power. No lights. No news. That's why federal and state agencies urge you to have an emergency radio. Now you can get a free Dynamo World Band emergency radio. This powerful radio lets you stay informed during any type of emergency. It doesn't even need batteries. It comes with a hand crank generator and super bright LED flashlight. The Dynamo emergency radio includes the NOAA weather band, a long range AM receiver, a high sensitivity FM band, and even a USB jack to charge cell phones or other devices. The Dynamo emergency weather band radio retails for almost $30, but Newsmax wants to make sure you get this radio. So check out the free offer for the emergency radio by going to gettheradio.com. That's gettheradio.com. Or call toll-free 877-NEWSMAX. That's 877-NEWSMAX. This radio could save your life. This offer may end soon, so order today.
Phoenix Mayor Kate Gallego is advocating for some changes to be made as coronavirus cases spike in Arizona, amid more testing continuing to take place. The mayor telling CBS's Face the Nation some places should not be open.
Protections including moving restaurants completely to takeout, have some of the riskier personal care situations like nail salons. We think that's just not necessary right now while you're seeing such high levels of the virus.
What the mayor was not asked in that interview was why she doesn't declare a state of emergency in the city of Phoenix, as she could make restaurants in the city takeout only. The city council would have to approve the measure, and there is a possibility that Arizona Republican Governor Doug Ducey could challenge the city's authority. Two Texas police officers are dead after a domestic disturbance call turned into an ambush. The chief of the McAllen Police Department says the officers killed Saturday didn't have a chance to protect themselves. Police say the suspect met them at the door and shot them. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Although the majority of churches across the United States were closed for a period of time, unlike liquor stores and other places that were deemed essential, the New York Times is calling out churches and houses of worship and saying that they're the places where coronavirus is spreading now. Fox News contributor and pastor Robert Jeffress says the New York Times is off base here.
Well, you look at this article, they're blaming the recent surge in coronavirus cases to churches reopening. And their evidence? They're able to trace 650 cases to churches in 40 different states. Out of 3 million cases, 650 is statistically insignificant. And my question is, where's the New York Times article showing the effects of protest or opening hair salons or beach going to coronavirus? I mean, just last week, you had thousands of people in California packed on beaches like sardines, many of them without masks, and yet Governor Newsom out there is worried about 50 church members in a church wearing masks singing a song to God. I mean, this is evidence of the left's bias toward churches.
New York City Police Department sources revealed there were 15 shootings in a 15-hour span in New York City over the weekend. The number of shootings that took place in the city over the last week is more than triple the number of shootings that happened there this time last year. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.